Yesterday, I posted my first sort of mini-documentary installment called American History, How We Became the USSA, where I focused on the history, nature, and purpose of the Pledge of Allegiance and, to some extent, public schools. In that video, I shared a lot of historical facts and pictures that will be very shocking to a lot of people. They were shocking to me the first time I saw them, that's for sure. But they'll be shocking to particularly Americans, and even more particularly Americans who would self-identify as conservative. Which again, I self-identify as very conservative. Now the video is under 12 minutes long and it aims to calmly expose and eviscerate some of the most cherished idols in our dying culture. That might sound good in theory to a lot of conservative Christians in the land, but when they discover that the exposed and eviscerated idols in question are two of their very own favorites, well, that's where things tend to get dicey, of course. People understandably get turned off. They want to look away so that they can pretend to not, I should be including myself. We all want to look away from things like that so that we can pretend not to know what's being clearly presented to us so that we can then justify to ourselves not acting on that clear knowledge that we're trying to avoid, right? We're all like that. So I should have started my observation that way. I apologize. I always want to try to be careful to include myself as one of the people afflicted with this sort of problem because it is. It's just our nature. Now, I encourage you to check out the video, which I will link to in the description, and I definitely welcome any thoughts that you might have and any suggestions as to how part two should go. But for now, I want to focus for just a moment on the religion that has made our idolatry of things like public schools and the pledge possible. While there are many groups that have played a role in the long march to Marxism that is mostly behind us now, the primary contributing religion, sort of an amalgamation of similar religions actually, but the primary contributor is what I would call Americanized Christianity. Americanized Christianity is a type of zombie religion, or in this case, zombie Christianity, because it has the appearance of life in some basic ways and is animated at least enough to cause a lot of problems, but it is in fact dead at its core and only capable of spreading death and destruction as it lumbers along its not-so-merry little way. Zombie Christianity is the predominant form of religion in America these days, which makes perfect sense considering the current state and trajectory of things, and it is even now, in these late innings of America's game, doing incredible amounts of damage by just being itself, which is another way of saying by just being anti-Christian. At this point, it's very important to note that even every genuine Christian in the land has a lot of residual zombie clinging to them. We all harbor some of that zombie spirit, even if it's just clinging to us externally and causing its trouble from there. It hangs on to us as our former nature and can impact our walk in very negative ways. If we're not Christians, we are zombies, and things like zombie religion and its idolatry of the American Empire, or that empire's public schools, or that empire's Pledge of Allegiance, those things will all seem quite normal, healthy, and good to us if we are zombies. In this context, with even Christians wrestling with the zombie hanging on their backs, we need to have grace, a whole lot of grace, with each other and even with those who seem to still be in the full-blown zombie camp. We need to understand that the one and only cure for a zombie existence is the supernatural intervention of God, in spite of what the zombie wants. Not because of anything the zombie does, but in spite of what the zombie would do. We need to see this as the essential first step towards saving everything, from individual zombies to zombie cultures, zombie economies, and zombie civilizations. They all need the divine saving intervention of God's grace so that they will then finally be able and eager to lovingly submit to King Jesus as King Jesus in actual practice and detail in every area of life. And that's where the most clear line of demarcation between Americanized Christianity, or other flavors of zombie religion, and the one and only real deal of biblical Christianity can be found. That's where we can see the distinction between the two, the separation, most clearly. It all comes down to King Jesus as King Jesus. If someone bristles at the suggestion of Christ as king over their every political, economic, or educational thought and action, well, that's a telltale sign of the zombie mentality that is even now escorting America to hell, even while often claiming to love Jesus. That's why we still, even now, see most professing Christians in the land clinging to and defending things like the American Empire's public schools and Pledge of Allegiance. And that's why we still clearly and desperately need a supernatural wave of repentance to sweep through our dying zombie culture before it finally topples over and fully dies. Now check out yesterday's American History video if you get the chance. I'm going to be working to get part two finished as time and resources permit, so send on any suggestions that you might have along those lines. In the meantime, if you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel, and if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.